improve your grape harvests through proper pruning. We're making the right cut. Next on Western Life Radio. There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Be safe this winter driving season. Make sure your car is in proper working condition and is stocked with blankets, warm clothing, booster cables, a fire extinguisher, and tools. Also, be sure to include bottled water, high-calorie snacks, a first aid kit, flashlights and batteries, a shovel, and ice scraper. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Greater grape harvests begin with pruning. Alex Grover with Quarter Acre Homestead covers the main goals.
Grapevines are great, durable, wonderful things, and they'll produce fruit whether you prune them or not. But I have noticed if you don't prune them, they have a tendency to pull down their wires or the fence, so you need to get out there. If you have grape lines along a chain link fence like so many people in Utah do, you'll need to get out every once in a while and take out some of the bigger limbs, but most of it, just take some hedging shears. If you've got grape lines along a chain link, that's the only way I've seen where you can practically prune them from year to year. Take it and hedge them back. If you've actually got them on a typical grape arbor, the most common type of grape we have here in Utah have heavy genetics from the American grapes, so each limb that you leave needs to be about 6 feet long, even longer. It's probably going to be better for production. If you happen to be in one of those areas where you're warm enough to have some European grapes, you can go with more of a 3 foot leader. What you'll do is you'll look for something that grew last year. Again, it'll be flexible, it'll be young, you'll be able to tell it just from the lighter color on it. And you're going to leave that limb from last year, cut it down, but again, on your Concord grapes, most of the grapes you're going to grow in along the Wasatch Front. And you're going to let each one of those be about 6 feet long. Longer is fine. In fact, longer might even be better. You don't want to go shorter. And you want to have one going off one direction, one going off in the other direction for each wire that you have. And then cut off everything else. Make sure when you're cutting off, you don't cut off the one that you've decided is going to be your main branch for next year.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.